I will open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the full Ways and Means Committee on June 15th, 2015. There are two items on the agenda. Since we do not have a quorum on the House side, we will go to the public hearing first and have a public hearing on 3333. That's an interesting number. I never had that one. Relating to the use of monies from salmon registration plate surcharges.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 3333 requires that a portion of surcharge monies from salmon registration plate program be directed to a fund only for projects to protect or restore native salmon habitat or to remove artificial obstructions to native salmon migration.
Okay. Is there anyone here to testify? Looks like we have one person, a couple actually. Would the department come first also? Oh, Representative Gomberg.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll swing around to this side of the table as I was the one that introduced the bill. For the record, David Gomberg from House District 10 on the beautiful Oregon coast where we'd all rather be today. And yes, this is House Bill 3333. I've got to be careful because I think I'm handling concurrences this afternoon for 3030 and 3303. So it does get confusing this time of year. This bill generated strong interest in my district when we received news late last year that some of the revenues for salmon plates were being used for projects at the administrative level, whether it be grant administration or development of web pages. And there was a strong feeling that the original bill was intended to send salmon plate revenues to projects that were actually wet. And we addressed these issues last week in the at the budget level and have, in fact, directed the funds toward water projects rather than administrative projects. But, of course, that was a budget matter. This bill would make the resolution more permanent, at least until some future legislature in their infinite wisdom decide to make some kind of change. And that's the situation in a nutshell. I think there's some other people here to testify, but wanted to give you some quick background.
Any questions for, yes, Senator Hansel.
Yeah, Representative, what is the position of the Coastal Caucus on this?
Supportive of this bill, yes, sir.
Any additional questions? Hearing none, thank you very much. Now, can the department come forward and also Mr. Wolf? He's here. Please bring in.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, for the record, Maida Lofsgarden, director, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. I thank you for the opportunity to come and speak in support of this bill this morning. OWEB receives half of the revenues that come from salmon license plates. In the last three biennia, this has averaged approximately $500,000. Currently, per Oregon statutes, revenues can be used for most all of the activities that the rest of Measure 76 funds can be used for, including administration. In 2009, faced with declining revenues, both the executive branch and the legislature were looking for a number of means to continue to support state services. Staff is an allowable cost under the current statutes, so while staff and other agencies were shifted from general fund to lottery funds, OWEB shifted a staff person from lottery to salmon license plate revenues. This remained as a part of the state's agency's budget in subsequent biennia. We are very supportive of the shift that Representative Gomberg is proposing. We've had numerous conversations with their office. We appreciate their leadership in highlighting this issue and looking for a positive resolution. The House Bill 3333 would direct the agency to use funds for natural watershed or ecosystem functions, removing artificial obstructions or other barriers for native salmon migration. Our board has discussed this, and if the bill was approved, would be approving a matching policy at their July board meeting. Our plan would be, we have six regions in the state, we would select and highlight a salmon plate project from each region, each grant cycle, so twice a year. And once those were selected and approved by the board, they would both have funding from salmon license plates, and we would work to promote those projects within the communities where they are funded. Be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Ms. Wolf, and then we'll go to questions.
Co-Chair Devlin, Co-Chair Rayfield, Committee members, for the record, my name is Tom Wolf, the Executive Director of the Oregon Council of Trout Unlimited. Trout Unlimited supports this bill. We think it's vital, and I just want to share something that a story that happened 200 years ago on this date. On June 15th, 1815 was the start of the Waterloo Campaign. Napoleon thrust his troops across the border, and at the same time that he did that, the Duke of Wellington, deciding that he still had time, was at a ball held at Brussels by the Duke of Richmond. And late that night, a galloper came in and said, reported to Wellington that the French were across the border and had already thrust themselves between the Prussian army and the British Dutch army, and at a little place close to a little town called Waterloo. And the Duke of Wellington went to a map, looked at it, and said, oh my God, Napoleon has humbugged me. And which means in 19th century vernacular, he fooled me. I felt like groups like Trout Unlimited, Watershed Councils, we expected for a long time the sales from the license fee plate to go towards restoration project. Trout Unlimited members, the 3,000 here in the state, spend thousands of hours every year doing watershed enhancement projects, whether it's removing fish passage impediments, planting trees, putting, you know, moving rocks around or whatever. It's something that we're very proud of, and we feel that this bill would require that funds from the sale of the water of the salmon plate would go directly towards something that's very near and dear to our members' hearts. So we support this bill. We applaud Representative Gomberg and the others that sponsored this bill. We think it's a great bill, and we support the OWEB's response to this bill. We think it should go forward and be, you know, it's, and like I said, I wasn't sure I needed to testify, but I couldn't pass up the fact of what happened 200 years ago when Napoleon humbugged Wellington, and now we've fixed that humbug that's been done to the citizens of Oregon. Thank you.
Any additional questions? Yes, Senator Hansel.
Tom, if we'd had this hearing last week, what would you have testified?
The answer to that question, Co-Chair Devlin, Senator Hansel, no.
Okay. I do have one question for Mike real quick. Oh, go ahead if you.
I was just merely going to say, you said a week from now will be the 200th anniversary of, you know, and then you could have began.
You say that, Madam Director, that one half of the salmon plate money goes to OWEB, and that's $1 million?
Co-chairs, Senator Hansel, $1 million total, half a million dollars goes to OWEB.
And the other half goes, you know?
State parks.
State parks, okay.
Anything additional? Representative Gomberg?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to point out that this is also the anniversary from 1859 on the start of the Pig War, which almost initiated a shooting match between Canada and the U.S., but ultimately determined appropriate boundaries between our two countries. And I think this legislation would also determine appropriate boundaries. And I hope we can move it forward.
One question. Yes.
Does the legislation also include the requirements for the folks or for the parks part of the salmon plate money?
I think what he's referring to is, does the restriction on the use apply to state parks?
Yes,
also?
Exactly.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, I believe that just reflects the half of the money that's transferred to OWEB.
That is correct.
Okay, thanks.
I think the difference might be, but not entirely. My guess would be state parks may be doing some of the work itself, actually, rather than giving out in grants. Mm-hmm. If the director might.
Co-Chair Devlin, the news that came out that Representative Gomberg referenced highlighted that they did not have concerns with the use of parks funds, and so I think this was directed specifically at OWEB's funds because of specific concerns about the use of funds at OWEB.
I had a question for the director of the department. I don't think we will probably pursue this, but the bill itself we will pursue, but the underlying issue beyond the issue of how the funds were used in the past, which some people may view as being inappropriate, if you are actually selecting projects, monitoring projects, doing contracts for projects, there are going to be administrative costs. Now, I think it probably would have been better if this had been more clearly defined before, that some percentage could have gone for administrative costs. The bill as it now does not provide for that. Where will those administrative costs now be paid for?
Co-Chair Devlin, thank you for the question, and we do concur with that, that every grant program has a cost. When we came before you with our budget bill earlier this spring, we averaged around 10 to 12% administrative costs for the grant programs that we run. In this case, those administrative costs would be subsumed in other areas, so Measure 76 or Pacific Coast Salmon Recovery Funds would cover those costs, but there absolutely is a cost with running associated with running a grant program.
I just wanted to get that on the record.
Thank you.
Anything additional? Well, with that, we'll close our public hearing. And hopefully this will be back soon for a work session. We will now, since we have a quorum, we will open a work session on HB 2207.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have House Bill 2207 back before you. Had a public hearing on this bill a few days ago. The bill authorizes the Environmental Quality Commission to adopt by rule standards and procedures for implementing alternative ballast water management strategies for vessels with empty ballast water tanks that enter the waters of the state. The -A4 amendment removes the requirement that civil penalties collected under state laws regulating discharge of ballast water be deposited in the invasive species account instead of the general fund. This change will make the bill non-fiscal, as the department can't accommodate the rulemaking without additional funds. Legislative Fiscal Office recommends adoption of the -A4 amendment, which removes the fiscal impact.
Yep, in the ag budget.
Mr. Chair, I would move the -A4 amendments to House Bill 2207, dated June 4th, 2015.
Representative Rayfield has moved the amendments. Discussion. For the purposes of discussion, I'll just put on the record that the original bill without the amendment would have had, some of the fines that occurred go back to the agency, which is something that we actually try to avoid, a regulatory body being able to levy fines and then benefiting from levying. This will no longer do that. But in the Department of Agriculture budget, we have actually appropriated additional money to be able to do the things envisioned within this bill. So, any additional discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We need a carrier to full.
We actually need a motion to move it to full.
Oh, shoot. I'm just trying to get out of here.
Mr. Chair, I will help you get out of here by moving House Bill 2207 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Correct. Correction to myself that that passes the amendment. Now we have a motion on the floor to send the bill as amended to the full with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries.
I'll carry it if you wish.
Okay, you want to carry it to the full and to the Senate? And then I assume Representative Gomberg wants to carry it to the House.
Thank you so much.
Yes. The only suggestion I might have is that if I would certainly defer on the floor if Senator Roblin would like to carry it, since he was the chief sponsor.
Okay, we can inquire as to that. And with that, I think we're done today. What's up tomorrow? Just so that.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, tomorrow you have public hearings on House Bill 2633, Senate Bill 94, and Senate Bill 912, and then a work session on House Bill 3563, which involves Dogami's surface mining fees.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing nothing, return.